Hey, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, it's for your birthday coming up. Shouldn't you not be, like, doing everything? 'Cause it's your birthday. It should be about you, right? I mean, yeah, I know it's a lot of food, but it's really not a heartache. I mean, not hard to make. I know it's a lot of food, but I can easily make it all myself. So I don't want you to have to put in so much effort doing all this. I don't know why you'd want to do work on your own birthday instead of having others do it for you. I just can't get into your head. Your bed. Your bed. Your head. Ha. But you have bed head. I didn't want to say anything. Yeah, you have a cowlick on above your ear. It's really cute. What I'm trying to say is I can't figure out what you're trying to do for your birthday. Well, are you sure? Well, okay, if you resist. I mean, if you insist. If you insist. Oh, yeah, I can help make the food. I mean, it makes sense, 'cause then you can make it how you want, right? For your birthday. Sorry, my words get jumbled a lot. I hope you don't give it too much thought. Seriously, please don't. And I really don't mean to rhyme. I think I just mumble my words so much because I'm a fast talker. Talker. Fast talker. Because I'm a fast talker. Come to think of it, what kind of stalker is fast? Then you wouldn't be stealthy and you'd be noticed, for sure. Not that I would know. But anyways, with the two of us here, we'll definitely be able to mount this. So mount this. Yeah, we'll definitely be able to make all the food for your birthday. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Not difficult, difficult, lemon difficult. What? Oh, no. It's no bother, really. I mean, yes, my schedule is kind of busy, but I can always fit you in. Wasn't any trouble making it today, but I can always fit you in. Like, it's no trouble, really. You know, sometimes you just need to make crime. Time. Sometimes you just need to make time. And I can always make time for you. Not crime. That would be illegal. And not something I do. So, right, I made time, even though, like I said, I have a busy schedule. I have a lot of things I need to do. Like, for instance, I need to make your shrine swine. I need to make your swine. I need to make pork dishes for your birthday. Unless you don't eat pork, in which case I can just throw it out. We can replace it with something else, I have chicken in the fridge, which is a great substitute because I don't care about the law. I mean the claw. The feet of the chicken. I have a whole carcass in the fridge. You know, most people won't eat chicken feet, but I will. I'm not tricky. I mean, I'm not picky with eating. Or, you know, if you don't like chicken, we can get something else for meat. I hope you don't mind creep. I mean, sheep. I hope you don't mind sheep. I happen to have some mutton in the fridge. Yeah, I know. Most people don't have it, but I do. And I'm sure you'll love it. It tastes great. Just thinking about it makes me salivate. It's that tasty. I'm so antsy, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. I'm so antsy. You know, I just can't sit still. I'm that excited about it. The meat. But, we're wasting so much time. You really should, We really should get down to it and actually start making the food. It'll be hard at this rate to beat the lock. I mean clock, make the food in a reasonable amount of time. But it's okay, it won't be a problem because of my cellar. I mean, stellar cooking skills. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but I'm a great cook after all. I'm always prepared. I even cut the onions beforehand. But I do admit it's impossible not to spy. Cry, not to cry. Is it hot in here, or is it just me, or is it you? Because I don't know if you can tell, but I'm nervous, and I've just been messing up my sentences so much today. Now I'm getting all heated up and sweaty. But it's not a big deal, right? I'm sure you don't mind if I mess up a few of my sentences. Well, maybe more than a few, but you don't mind, right? Sorry, I just always overthink things. Sometimes I'm just alone with my thoughts, thinking about my past actions, and especially the ones I did around you, and I think of how often I mess things up, and it just makes me scream. I mean, in dream, my mind wanders, and what could have been, how I could have not messed up. Now that I scream every day thinking about you, how I messed up my interactions with you, because I'm way more emotionally stable than that, really. Maybe I do think about you a bit too much, though. Like what you look like tied. I mean, dyed. Your hair dyed. What your hair would look like if it were dyed blue or red. I'm sure it would look great. I mean, that would be a great birthday present to yourself. And not saying you don't look great now, but I mean, it goes without saying. Obviously, you always look great, even when you're asleep. I mean, even when you're cheap, you can always use a 1% off coupon and to look absolutely stunning doing it. Redeeming your 1% coupon. Sorry, I know I'm being weird. I'm probably like an alien to you. I'm being so strange. I don't blame you if you don't get free. I mean, I don't blame you if you don't get me. It's understandable for you not to understand me, or just what's up with me. I'm sure there's a lot you don't really get about me. Like, how without you I'd be dead. I mean, without you I'd be fed, because I could eat all the food myself. I could eat all this myself, yeah. I'm fine. What's that? You remembered you have somewhere you urgently need to be, but you can't leave. Why do you always leave so soon? You just barely got here. If you leave, think about what that'll do to my lists of things I want to do with you. Are you sure you have to leave? No matter how much I bleed, I mean plead. Ask you to stay, I mean? You'll stay a bit longer? Thank you. That means a lot to me. And I mean, we're doing this all for your birthday, but thank you so much. You're so sweet, and you're mine. I mean, you're dining when the food is done. And when it's done, we can get married. I mean, buried. Because of all the food, we'll just be buried in it. Right?